Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
The All-Star break has come and gone for Major League Baseball. We now are back. That's my alarm again. We are now back to regular season baseball. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. I'm going to read you the sponsor so I can go turn off my alarm on my phone across the room.
That's 2 weeks in a row, man.
Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf. But pay attention to this read for Edwin Watts Golf.
Oh, is it a new one?
It's still new. It's okay. Still the same one. Kip is undefeated at not getting it right.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters, Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons, and Srixon's 4th Irons and Z-Star Golf Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Like it never happened.
That's it.
The All-Star Game's come and gone. Major League Baseball has resumed its regular season. The Atlanta Braves are on top of the division. Here's an interesting dynamic just to pay attention to. The Washington Nationals are now a full game and a half up on Philadelphia in second place, and the Nationals are a full 8 games over 500. Almost 2 months ago, the Nationals were 10 games under 500. They're now almost 10 games over. And I think before it's all said and done, the Nationals are going to make a run at Atlanta.
They're going to make a run because they have good starting pitching. Scherzer's got a little lower, some back issues right now, and I think he may miss a start to kind of get healed up. But he might be the best pitcher in baseball, or one of the top two or three pitchers in baseball anyway. Nationals have won 8 of their last 10 games. Braves have been hot, too. Won 7 of their last 10, but the 6-game lead over the Nationals. And Braves going to have to continue playing that solid baseball because the Nationals don't seem to be going away.
Do the Nationals catch Atlanta is the question. I say no, but Washington gets in as a wild card.
They could be a dangerous wild card team with their starting pitching. That could be a team you do not want to face in the National League playoffs.
There's no way you want to play them in a short game series. Ooh. When they're going to throw out Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin back to back to back.
And then they got Sanchez too. I mean, he's not chopped liver by any means. He's one of those guys that can go out and give you a quality start every time you throw him on the mound. When you least expect it, Sanchez comes through for you.
48-42 are the Nationals, 26-20 at home, 22-22 on the road, 8-2 in their last 10.
They're hot. They are hot. Braves won a good game last night in San Diego, 5-3. Ronald Acuna hit a 455-foot homer last night.
Josh Donaldson will forever now be known forward on this show as Squirrely.
He hit 2 home runs last night. So opposite field homers.
Squirrely hit 2 home runs, helped Atlanta win that game a lot.
Dallas Keuchel with another quality start for the Braves. Hey, if this guy's clicking, that rotation is pretty solid.
Madison Bumgarner, you hear all the talks about Atlanta being linked to Madison Bumgarner. Here's an interesting dynamic. This is what I would do, Kip, so pay attention because it's probably right.
Yeah, okay.
Mike Foltynewicz and Kevin Gausman are both in the minors. Atlanta currently has Soroka free, Tehran, and Keuchel in their starting rotation. 4 starters. Obviously, most teams go with 5, so you probably need one more, thus all the Madison Bumgarner rumors. However, remember, Mike Foltynewicz was an all-star last year. If I'm Atlanta, I call him up, give him a couple of starts before the trade deadline, see where he's at. If he comes out and he pitches well, I'm sitting pat. I'm not giving up any young arms when I already got Foltynewicz there to help bolster the rotation. But if he struggles, Madison Bumgarner will probably be in a Brave uniform.
So if Fultonavich comes back and he looks good, does that open up the door to get Julio Teheran out? He's 5-6 with a 3.74 ERA, a good number three starter. You package him with some younger arms and maybe Inciarte, can you still go get Bumgarner?
Let's play a little pretend game here.
Okay.
You're a general manager for pick your Major League Baseball team, and I'm the general manager for the Atlanta Braves. Ready to play this game?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'd like to trade you Julio Teheran. What can I get back?
What else are you offering with Julio?
Just Julio.
No. Bye. Click.
End of story.
Dial tone.
That's yeah. why he doesn't get traded.
I mean, he's been pitching good. Like, you know, there's not been a more harsher critic on this show of Julio than myself, but I give credit where credit's due. That's where you and I differentiate. Hey, he's been pitching well. 3.74 ERA. About a month ago, it was over 5. He's had some great starts here lately.
He's done well this season. He's been a lot more consistent, Julio has, than what we had seen over the last several years.
He looks like that number three starter that, you know, that's the limit for him. I mean, he's a number three starter, and he's pitching like a number three starter right now.
Okay. Before the break,
yep,
Jake Arrieta hit Todd Frazier.
Yes, he did, with a changeup.
Hit him with a changeup.
Right. After he hit a couple of other guys earlier in the ballgame.
And so this is the sound of the week, which we haven't played in a while.
You know, Frazier's not happy about it. He can come see me, and I'll put a dent in his skull.
I'll put a dent in his skull. If he's not happy, he can come see me. That's, you know, that's how you get things squared away right there. Don't talk through the media. If you got an issue with me, come to the other locker room, get my cell number from somebody, make an appointment. We can meet up, and we can get go on a fact-finding mission, and we can get to the bottom of it. That's usually, at the end of the day...
Talk about it over a couple of beers.
We'll talk about it over a couple of beers if you want to, or we can go back here in the back alley, and we can discuss it with no cameras, nobody else around but me and you, and then that'll be the end of it. That's how you do things.
You know, Frazier's not happy about it. He can come see me, and I'll put a dent in his skull.
That's right. I mean, what else is there to say? Don't talk to me through the media. Come find me. I'm not hard to find, is what Jake said.
I'm in New York 10 times a year. You're in Philadelphia 9 times a year.
We can meet somewhere in New Jersey. That's what we can do.
That's some serious stuff, man. Think about that. Yep. Like, he's telling the media to tell this other dude that he hit and didn't like getting hit, ran his mouth, and said,
"Pop,
put a dent in his skull."
Yeah, that's what you do. I mean, at the end of the day, me and you've talked off the air. You can talk and you can try to work things out, but at the end of the day, as it relates to the male gender, at the end of the day, it gets to the point where, when there's no other options, can you kick my butt or I kick yours? That's how it gets settled.
Yes, you have said that far more articulately off the air.
Yes, but think about it. Am I right or wrong?
Okay.
Oh, you want to be politically correct, but, you know, you can talk through the media and you can talk on social media, you can tweet. And, you know, if you got that big of a problem with somebody, make an appointment to see them and it can all get worked out. I mean... Wouldn't the world be such a more better place right now if more people took the opportunity to meet face-to-face and work out issues? And if you can't work them out, then you can go MMA. And then whoever comes out on top there wins the argument.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Tom Cruise look now. He's about to get an F-16.
So bright in here, I gotta have on my glasses. You're the one that should be wearing sunglasses this morning.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Jake Arrieta, maybe you should worry about putting a dent in your ERA. The circus has come to town, a.k.a. the New York Mets. Question of the day, could our women's soccer team beat the men? Justin Verlander, of course they're juicing the balls. Because no one can in 15 2-1 games. It's boring. They should bring back steroids too. Russell Westbrook, the superstar no one wants to play with. Major League Baseball, follow the White Sox lead and get nets up to protect your fans. The few you have left. Harden and Westbrook on the same team means that no one else on the roster will ever take a shot. Can we please have some new blood in men's tennis before Federer and Nadal have to file for Social Security? Georgia Bulldog recruiting violation surface. Is anyone really surprised? Kevin Gossman and Ender Inciarte almost back from injury. Sorry guys, but the club is full. Stranger Things 3, the saddest ending ever. And these are my thoughts.
Did you see this? The ending to Stranger Things 3?
No, I didn't.
Man, what a tearjerker.
Didn't see it. Look, man, I just listened to this little weekend review thing, and you're sitting here and you're trying to...
I got a feeling it's going to be about Georgia football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Figure those out. Are secondary violations, three of them.
Are they violations?
Yeah. Okay. Alabama turned in 7 secondary violations last week. It's that time of the year where programs turn in. Here's one of Georgia's violations. Okay, you ready for this? A recruit comes to campus. Okay, a current player gives him a pair of shoes, a pair of used shoes that he had worn, and that's a secondary violation. If the kid ends up signing with Georgia, he has to pay the university back $110 for accepting the shoes.
Should have took the shoes.
Those are the kind of violations. You report them as their major violations. This is the time of year where all universities report minor and secondary violations. Okay. Georgia had 3. Alabama had 7. Tennessee had 7 or 8. Florida had a bunch. So,
I love the spin.
It's good, not a spin.
Yeah.
Yours was the spin. Is anyone surprised? There you go. I just wanted to clear that up. See, this is what you deal with on this show. When you deal with a spin doctor,
a guy that tells you the truth, because I'm going to tell you the truth about something when you get done with your rant.
I mean, there are secondary violations that all the NCAA is a joke, by the way.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. So
let me tell you the truth about something.
Okay.
The University of Georgia, when Mark Richt was there, was a decent program.
Okay? They had secondary violations every year.
Okay. Right. All right. Yeah. The Georgia program when Mark Richt was there was a 9-3, 10-2 program. Agreed. Typically, yeah. That's what they were.
Yeah, with 12-0 talent.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Kirby Smart comes in, and Georgia goes from a 9-3, 10-2 program to basically what is considered now a national championship contender year in, year out. Agreed?
Pretty much.
Okay. Now, how do you think that Kirby Smart made the jump from a 9-3, 10-2 program to a national championship contender year in, year out? It's the same school, same facilities, same team. Same everything. The only difference is Kirby Smart. You cannot tell me that there's something more going on.
Yeah,
to get the program there.
I can tell you they're coached better. That's what I'm telling you. That's what's going on. They're coached more. They're coached harder. The practices are more intense. There's a winning culture that's been established there.
Would you be shocked if in a couple of years major recruiting violations surfaced at the University of Georgia? Would you be shocked? Because I wouldn't be.
Yeah, I'd be shocked.
I would not be shocked.
Yeah, I mean, if major recruiting violations are going to show up at Georgia, then that means
you want to talk to me like the University of Georgia wears this halo. Look, man,
hey, don't wear
this
a halo.
This is 2019 in college football, which is a $1 billion business. There is not a program in the country that wins on that level in college football that doesn't have something going on that shouldn't be going on. It's across the board everywhere.
Oh, that's the system.
I'm just saying, don't come at me like, oh, Georgia's squeaky clean. We're the only one in the country that's doing it the right way.
They're very successful with the rules that are in place right now as it relates to recruiting. They're one of the best because Kirby's one of the best recruiters in the business. And you want to ask me what's the difference between Mark Richt and Kirby Smart? Kirby, to me, is a more aggressive and a better recruiter. More aggressive coach and a better recruiter. Now, if I want to get up on Sunday morning and go to a Sunday school social and, you know, talk about, you know, how to make the world a better place, then Mark Richt's my man. I love Mark Richt.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on Interstate 95.
Let's update our Twitter questions of the week from last week before you get me all fired up.
I'm not getting you fired up. I mean,
it just, you know.
You don't think Kirby Smart's a better, more intense football coach than Mark Richt?
Isaiah McKenzie, 4th and 1. Do you think the Atlanta Braves need another starter? 75% of our listening audience says yes.
I agree with that.
Does the NBA Eastern Conference have a chance to win an NBA Finals? 55% of our listening audience said yes.
I don't see it going into next season.
And maybe we can keep
keep Kip off this topic, hopefully, because it never seems to happen every show we have. He wants to bring the show here. Dude, we've done this shtick for 6 months. It's time to move on.
Sure. You're the pro.
Which NBA team is better, the Lakers or the Clippers? 67% of our listening audience say the Lakers are better.
It's because you voted with all your alter sign-in names 10 times on the poll, but, you know, one day you'll admit to that.
I don't vote on those polls.
That the purple and gold nation is a they're a loud fan base. They're loud, and you know they got a lot of pride in their team. They haven't made the playoffs in quite some time, so it's natural for them to be excited. I mean, you're excited, so I mean that's understandable that that poll turned out that way. I mean, it is. Make the playoffs, then talk to me.
I had nothing to say to you because you can't. You
make
can't,
the playoffs.
You can't resist every show, dude, for 6 months.
Make the playoffs.
When does it? When do you stop?
Make the playoffs.
When do we just do a show?
Make the playoffs, and then talk to me about your fan club.
When do we do a show that you don't do this?
I'm just saying, make the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
It's like you're a Laker addict.
Make
you can't
the
do
playoffs.
A show without bringing up the Lakers.
Make the playoffs, and then all the big talk can be justified. Make the playoffs.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Coffee County Trojans will be looking for a deep run in the playoffs in 2019. The Trojans kick off the season on the road against Brunswick on August the 23rd. Coffee will also trek to Terravella in Florida, Houston, and Lee. The Trojans will host Salem, Ware, Miller Grove, Godby from Tallahassee, Warner Robins, and Valdosta. This will be brutal. I look for the Trojans to go 3-7 and not make a return trip to the playoffs in 2019. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Their schedule's brutal.
Who's picked Coffee County to go 3-7? There's no hope, man. There's just no hope. I just give up. Get to the reeds, man.
The Coffee County Trojans will go 3-7 and not make the playoffs.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Now it's time for Kip's Butthurt List. This is the segment where he takes over the show. And in the meantime, I'm going to bring up Coffee County Trojan schedule and then relay it to Kip so that he can understand.
3-7.
3-7 without a playoff.
A team that just came down here in OTA camp that dominated Glen Academy.
3-7.
Okay.
Butthurt List?
Yeah. Number 5 this week, Jason, on the Butthurt List, the National League All-Star Team. They've lost 19 of the last 22 contests to the American League. And I thought the National League had a better lineup this year. Actually, I thought they had a better, more power-packed lineup. And they do what they do, typically lose again to the American League in the All-Star game.
Pitching, pitching, pitching.
That's what it boils down to. Number 4 on the Butthurt List this week, Rafael Nadal. Okay. One of the best players in the history of men's tennis. The best player ever on clay. There's never been anybody better than him on clay. He loses a tough one again to Roger Federer on grass. And he's got to be stinging today. Remember before the tournament, he was complaining a little bit about being seated lower than Roger going into the Wimbledon tournament. And apparently the seating was correct. Roger came out on top in that, so Rafael's probably a little butthurt today.
I think I could beat Nadal for a point. Last week we talked about me not being able to beat Federer for a point. I think I could get a point off Nadal, unless we're on clay.
Yeah, you couldn't get anything on Rafael Nadal. No, you can't even run right now. Number 3 on the butthurt list, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Really, guys? Look at the talent that Oklahoma City has had in that program and that organization over the last 10 years, Jason. There was a list. I should have brought the list with me to the show this morning. But they have had some talent in Oklahoma City, but they do not have a championship. And now Kevin Durant's gone. James Harden's gone. Now Russell Westbrook's gone. And these guys are in total rebuild mode. They traded for Chris Paul. But I don't think Chris is going to end up in Oklahoma City when it's all said and done. Oklahoma City starting all over again. Rabid fan base there. Just, wow. Now you're a lottery team.
Especially if it's on grass. I really think I'd get a point on grass.
You think you can get a point on grass?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2 on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Miami Heat. You know why I say that? They wanted Russell Westbrook, and they couldn't get it done.
They got Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Buckets. I did see him beat Kevin Hart in a shooting contest the other day. He was shooting left-handed and beat Kevin Hart in like a three-point shooting contest.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff. And the Heat really wanted Russell Westbrook, and they just couldn't come up with the assets to get him, so they're hurt about that today. And number 1 on the butthurt list this week, Jason, Chris Paul.
You went there.
I did go there, okay. And I'm going to tell you why I went there. All because right. For years, we were led to believe that the problem for the Los Angeles Clippers when he was out there with Blake Griffin was Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin got shipped off to the Pistons and played in the playoffs last year with a knee that needed surgery, but he gutted it out and played, and he won the hearts in that locker room and won that community over. Chris Paul, you know, there was conflict in LA when he was there with the Clippers. He gets shipped to Houston. There ended up being conflict there. Can the guy get along with anybody?
He gets along with LeBron.
Can the guy get along? Any team he's been on, there seems to be controversy.
He gets along with Carmelo.
Yeah, and now he's traded.
Dwayne Wade.
To the Oklahoma City Thunder. He may end up somewhere like Miami. Who knows? That needs a point guard.
The problem with him is his contract.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
And so Chris Paul, he goes to Houston as the missing piece of the puzzle, gets hurt in the playoffs, which is a familiar story with him come playoff time, you know, and getting the playoffs last year. Houston's, you know, trying to stay alive against Golden State, minus Kevin Durant, who got hurt in that series, and they can't win a home game in game six with a fully stocked roster. I guarantee you this, Russell Westbrook, if the shoe would have been on the other foot and Golden State would have come in there leading 3-2, with Russell Westbrook on that team, they'd have got a win. They'd have went back to Golden State 3-3. But Chris Paul, number one on the butthurt list, he shipped out again to a new team, and it appears that there's a lot of controversy that surrounds him.
Do you think Jason Bishop could win a point at Wimbledon against Rafael Nadal? That is on our Twitter poll.
Dude,
Twitter question of the week.
We had this discussion
last week.
You can
find it on Bishop_show. Current voting that is early voting that is in, 100% of our listening audience says no.
Dude, a professional tennis player probably is going to double fault a couple of times in a match.
Right, that's my point. I think that, you know, hit a ball long, a double fault.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'll take that.
You'll get a point. Yeah. I mean, you'll get a point, but you won't get a game.
Me hit a winner up the line.
On who?
Nadal.
Have you seen Nadal cover the lines?
We're playing on grass.
You could play on asphalt. It doesn't matter where you could play in a sand pit. And you, I mean, come on, dude.
Coffee County starts out the season at Brunswick. They'll win that game. They'll play Salem and Conyers. They'll win that game.
They're 2-0.
They'll lose to where?
Where are they playing that at?
That's at Coffee.
Okay. I'm going to say that's a toss-up game.
Okay. I'm calling it a loss.
Okay, so 2-1.
They go to Coral Springs to play Taravella. That's a loss.
3-1.
Miller Grove, that's a win.
4-1.
Godby in Tallahassee, that's a loss.
5-1.
Whatever. Northside Warner Robins, that's a loss.
5-2.
Valdosta, that's a loss.
Where are they playing?
Coffee.
That's a toss-up.
At Houston, that's a loss.
No, they're not losing to Houston County.
And at Lee, that's a loss.
That's a loss.
I got them with 3 wins.
Mm. Wow, dude. Man, people are just... come on, dude. We're losing viewers now, listeners.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. For mowers, to trailers, to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Man, we sensitive today.
I got a trophy at the house.
This sensitive.
This says 2005.
Okay, that's 15 years ago, pretty much.
Hilton Head.
Jitterbug Classic.
Doubles champion.
Okay. All right.
I'm telling you the truth.
That's good.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Fox's Pizza.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that's why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Got a trophy.
I get it, man. You won a tennis tournament.
It was on clay, too.
Yeah. You know how many softball tournaments I've won?
Yeah, but you're playing with a team. I mean, guys that can carry you.
I played on quality teams coming up. You know how many softball trophies I got? How many softball trophies you got? I got 286 that I donated to charity.
How many softball tournaments have you played in? Because I've only played in none.
I got like 286.
I played in one softball tournament.
Okay.
Played in one. We lost in the first round.
Yeah.
We were the number one seed in the regular season. This is when I was at Georgia Southern, long time ago.
Yeah, I've got like 286 or 87 softball trophies. I played in like 290 tournaments.
I've got a doubles tennis trophy for winning a tennis tournament.
I got you.
Okay.
That's good quality work, man.
Region 1-7A.
Tough region.
Camden, Colquitt, Tift, Lowndes.
Good football region. Only four teams, but, you know, all four teams could probably make the playoffs in every other 7A region in the state. And one of those teams is not going to get in.
Tift. I'm going Tift. They'll join Coffee sitting at the house for playoff time.
And Tift's going to be a really good football team.
5-5 overall, 0-3 in the region.
That's a tough region, man.
Camden, Colquitt, Tift, and Lowndes. I'm saying that Colquitt, Camden, and Lowndes will all beat Tift.
That's fair. I mean, that's kind of a murderer's row.
Mm-hmm.
Tift County could be 5-5, and you know, the thing about 7A football is the top four teams, you know, supposed to get in and all the other things, but the fourth seed in Region 1 probably won't get in because they'll pick an at-large team from Atlanta to go in that spot.
Camden's fallen victim to that.
They have fallen victim to that a couple of years ago. Tift, I think Tift could probably make the playoffs in just about every other 7A region in the state, but they probably won't in Region 1.
Mm. Coming in third in that region, I'm going Colquitt. 7-3, 1-2 in the region. The only win that I'm giving them in the region is Tift.
Hmm. Nah, I'm going to pick Colquitt. They'll probably go 8-2, 2-1 in the region, 9-1, 2-1 in the region, something along those lines. I think they'll lose the Lowndes this year and end up being the 2 seed.
You think they'll beat Camden? They play that game at Camden.
I think Colquitt will beat Camden.
Hmm.
More athletes.
I just don't see where the Colquitt program can go through what it went through this past season, into the offseason, and then come back and be exactly what they were before. I just don't think that's going to happen. There are going to be some effects.
Rally and cry. Circle the wagons. I think there's a lot of pride in that community over there.
You can circle the wagons all you want to, but when you come back to the wagon, if the wagon is gone, it doesn't matter.
The wagon is loaded with supplies. You said Colquitt had more talent than anybody.
I agree with that, but I think I didn't say anybody. I said that I felt like Colquitt had still very, very good talent and more talent than some of the teams in their region, but because of everything they've gone through, I don't think it's going to matter. Mentality is everything, dude.
I think they'll have it.
Okay.
They tend to have it most of the time, and at the end of the day, when you got equally matched teams, talent wins out.
In second place in that region, I'm going Lowndes, 8-2 and 2-1 in the region.
I got Lowndes winning the region championship. Mm. I think they'll, you know, that Colquitt Lowndes game will be for the region championship. I think Colquitt will lose to Lowndes. Lowndes will beat them. And I think Lowndes will come over here and slip against Camden. And that'll be kind of their only loss in the regular season.
Well, if Camden beats Lowndes, they're winning the region. I've got them at 8-2 and 2-1 in the region, including that win against Lowndes.
I got Camden at 8-2, 1-2 in the region, losing to both. Got them losing. They're not going to win the region.
Who do you have them beating?
They're going to lose to Tift on the road, and they're going to lose to Colquitt. I think they'll upset Lowndes.
But yet Lowndes will still win the region at 2-1. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, no. Camden at 8-2, 2-1 wins the region. Lowndes 8-2, 2-1 gets in as a 2 seed. Colquitt 7-3, 1-2 gets in as the 3, and then Tift probably does not make the playoffs at 5-5 and 0-3. And like Kip said, they'll probably replace Colquitt with
Camden
some
could be
large team
two.
In Atlanta.
Camden could be a really good 8-2 team and be a 3 seed easily. That's how tough that region is. They'll be the 3 seed in this region, Region 1. Will be dangerous come playoff time. That means you're going on the road against somebody that in their mind that they think they're going to beat you because they're hosting you in the first round.
Well, keep in mind, in region seven or classification 7, if you're going on the road, you're going to Atlanta.
You're going to Atlanta. And the thing about Camden, somehow Camden can get in those top 2 slots. That means Atlanta team's coming down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a role reversal right there. Camden's on the way back. Camden's going to be good. That's a good football team. Got talent everywhere. They're well coached, and they're going to cause a lot of people some problems this year. I think they're still, from a talent standpoint, I think they're still a little bit behind Lowndes and Colquitt, but they're not far behind.
I think Camden's ready. I think they're loaded. I think the grocery store is full.
Depends on the quarterback position for the Cats.
I have heard there are some struggles there.
Depends on the quarterback. There's pretty much, they've they're loaded everywhere else, but I think the quarterback position, if you ask people around the state, they'll say, well, how are they going to be at quarterback? I think that's what people are saying about. They lost their quarterback from last year.
I think they'll be fine. They're loaded everywhere else, even if they don't get terrific quarterback play, as long as they don't turn the ball over and make mistakes and put the defense in bad positions, they'll be just fine.
Camden throws the football now.
Camden will win the region.
They throw the football, and if you got it, if you're going to throw the football, then you got to have a quarterback that can predict it, that doesn't turn it over.
Who isn't going to win their region is Coffey.
I mean, that's Northside and Lee. That's a bit, might be top to bottom the best region in the state.
Known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Coffee County Trojans will be looking for a deep run in the playoffs in 2019. The Trojans kick off the season on the road against Brunswick on August the 23rd. Coffee will also trek to Terravella in Florida, Houston, and Lee. The Trojans will host Salem, Ware, Miller Grove, Godby from Tallahassee, Warner Robins, and Valdosta. This will be brutal. I look for the Trojans to go 3-7 and not make a return trip to the playoffs in 2019. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with the fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Madison Bumgarner's 5-7 with a 4.03 ERA for the Giants.
Change of scenery. Sounds like it's needed. Too many balls landing in the ocean out there. So
well done. Well done.
So, you know, maybe coming to somewhere like Atlanta or somewhere like that may be just what the doctor ordered.
Will Smith is 2-0 with a 2.17 ERA. More importantly, he's 23 of 24 in save opportunities and conversions.
That's what we need. I mean, Luke Jackson's doing a decent job, but man, it just seems like there's a lot of stress when he comes out and pitches and tries to close a game out. Does it seem that way to you?
That play that Culberson made before the break to end the season in the ninth inning, hosing that dude at the plate on a sack fly, turning the double play, bailed Luke Jackson out of that.
It did. And he's, you know, there'll be people that argue, oh, he's doing okay. But when you have a closer, you want your closer to come in. You don't want him to walk anybody. You want him to come in and be no nonsense and get three outs and get out of there. Or one out or two outs, whatever you need for him to get. It just seems like there's a walk, or it seems like there's a base hit, and before you know it, there's two outs and two men on and things like that. And you don't want that stress as a manager. They need to go out and get a closer.
Madison Bumgarner and Will Smith both are free agents at the end of the year. So if Atlanta decides to bring one or both over and they can work out a deal, you're probably looking at the best case scenario, losing one of those guys to free agency, if not both, at the end of the year.
If it can, that's a chance you got to take. If you want to win now, then you have to make those kind of moves. And the Braves, with that lineup, that, you know, they hit the ball, they hit a lot of home runs, the lineup's powerful, the pitching's got to hold up. If the pitching can hold up, this team's got a chance to go to the World Series.
$12 million is what is owed this season to Madison Bumgarner. Atlanta will end up paying about half of that if they make the acquisition. Will Smith is being paid about $4.25 million, so Atlanta will pick up about $2 million of that salary if they end up making a deal for Will Smith. So both those salaries are pretty feasible to take on for the Atlanta payroll if they decide. The question is, if they make that move to where you get one or both of those guys in a dual package, let's just pretend both for argument's sake.
Right.
What's the package going to look like going back to San Francisco?
I'll say Fultonavich. I'll say Ender Inciarte. I'll say a Kyle Wright, maybe one more arm that we don't know about.
I think that's basically you're starting, right? The conversation starts with two arms back.
Yeah.
And then what else?
Ender.
Is that too much to give up? Fultonavich, Ender Inciarte, and two young arms, for the possibility of two players are going to walk when the season's over. Bumgarner's only 29 years old.
He's 29, but the opportunity to do that, and Braves have a boatload of arms in that system now, so the Braves are loaded with arms. So if you can give up a couple to get an opportunity to fly a championship banner over the stadium, I think you got to take it.
They have proven to us to this point that they are unwilling to move those arms in just that very scenario. Oh, we've got plenty of prospects. We'll trade a couple to win a World. Remember now, last year they were pretty much faced with the same scenario where they were right there in it, and if they had gone out and made a big splash with a pitcher, a starter, and a closer, they were going to be considered World Series contenders. Instead, they didn't do that. They made a couple of minor moves in the bullpen, made a really non-flashy move with Kevin Gausman, who ended up being a great help to the team down the stretch, but they didn't go out and make the big move, and they ended up keeping most of their young arms. So I think that's really the dynamic and the mindset of the Atlanta Braves front office.
they're not really wanting to give up those arms. So, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, bring up Fultonavich. That's probably what they're going to do. See what he gives them. And if they have to make a deal, they will. If not, they're going to hold on to it.
You didn't make the move last year with a similar team.
Yep.
You lost to the Dodgers with Bumgarner made a difference in the rotation last year and a closer last year in that series.
The starter would have. Okay. Having a dominant starter sure would have.
You could lean back and you say, hey, we could have done this last year. We didn't. Do we go out and make these moves this year because we've got the everyday lineup to win a world championship?
That's actually a really good point by you bringing up the Dodgers series. Even though they won the division, when they got into that division series with the Dodgers, they were embarrassed.
They were embarrassed, and it had a lot to do with starting pitching in that series. Now with Keuchel in there, who is playoff tested, you could bring Bumgarner in, who is playoff tested. You got two guys that you can roll out there with those young arms. That's pretty tough to deal with in the playoff series.
It would be a tough three if you thought about it to go Keuchel, Bumgarner, Soroka.
That's a good playoff rotation right there. I wouldn't want to deal with it. And then you get into the point where can my lineup produce more runs than their lineup?
Is there a better playoff rotation than Kershaw, Buehler, Ryu?
I don't think so.
Maybe Strasburg, Corbin, and Scherzer.
But I'll take the Braves. The Dodgers' everyday lineup, to me, is good. Braves' everyday lineup is comparable to the Dodgers' everyday lineup. Braves' everyday lineup is better than the Nationals' everyday lineup. The Braves are a closer and a pitcher away from being a serious, serious World Series contender.
And I look for the Nationals to be buyers at the deadline as well. I think they're going to add a bat to the middle of that order to help with that offense. Anthony Rendon's been injured off and on, and when he's in there, he's been carrying much of the load. Trey Turner's been out. Zimmerman's been out. Look for them to add a bat, especially the outfield.
They'll probably add something because they, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get in that wild card spot. They're six games back. That's a big lead by the Braves right now. The Braves would have to collapse to lose a division.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.